Fukuoka Fat Guys.
Screaming in my ear. What's going on, people? It's episode 25.
Episode 25, bitch.
Man.
Quarter of a century.
I know, man. Do you think we're going to make it to 100?
Hey, do you think your dick will ever be 25 inches?
Wait, what? What the fuck, man? We talking about the goddamn podcast, man. Man, what's up with you? How you been?
Not bad. Just beautiful weather today. Had to bicycle.
Fuck this weather. It's, what do they call it? Suyu season? Rainy season out here?
That's what they say, but it's never Suyu yet. Like, it's super late this year, right?
Yeah, it's usually, for those of you who don't know, the month of June is rainy season in Japan. And this whole month ain't shit happened. And then when did this start? I'm like, Monday? Tuesday? I don't even know. So, yeah, it's been heavy rain and then a little bit of clear skies and then more heavy rain. Right now.
Yeah, but it's still hot as fuck. Sticky balls
even. Oh, humidity. Yes, that is fun. You get to leave the house after a shower and then go home and take one more shower because it's fucking humid as shit out here.
But I do like it when your balls hang really low and it sticks to your leg. I like that.
Said no fucking person ever. What the fuck's wrong with you, man? God damn it. Oh, no thanks. Oh, I hate this weather.
That's why I shave my balls, though. Like, don't you shave your balls?
Okay. Anyway, next topic. Fuck you, don't worry about my balls, goddammit. Oh, man. Yeah.
It's July, man. It's July.
Yeah, what's happening in July? There's like a special day this month.
Yeah, that America's birthday, bitch.
Yeah, and what happens the day after America's birthday? That's what I want to know.
Oh, the demon has...
Isn't that your birthday?
Yep. Yeah. It's 44.
Oh, shit.
I was trying to do the four-pack on 44. I only got the one-pack.
The one-pack, you got the beer keg?
The keg, yes. I got the keg going on. Man. Shit. It's all right.
Have you decided what you're going to do? You're not going to have much time before the camp season kicks off to...
Shit, I never celebrate my birthday. People always forget it's my birthday, too. So I do so much shit.
We never forget?
Yeah. Last year, no one made me a cake or anything. It was one of those, like, I got lost in the rush, you know? Like, lots of people shit.
Well, I mean, I can't make you a cake. I'll buy you a cake. I mean, you eat all the fucking sweets every day. Why would we give you even more diabetes at that point?
Yeah, man. Do you remember when I used to eat, like, the whole tiramisu thing at one city?
Oh, God. And the blueberry tart or whatever.
Yeah, there. Man. Those were good times, man.
I mean, you could still do that now. I don't think you should, but is that your birthday wish?
Yeah, that's my birthday wish, yeah.
Oh, man. Well, either way, let's do something fun. I can take you to your steak or something. No, no cake, though. I can't cook. Even though you got a live-in chef right now.
Yep. We'll figure it out, though.
Yeah.
So how about you? What's in with you, man?
Well, I've been running into a couple listeners lately, and...
Oh, really?
Yes, and some of them were mad that we didn't post that picture of you holding the pencil with your breast.
Yeah, man, Grace vetoed that shit.
But, you know, you guys gotta, like, message us if there's pictures that we forget to post or anything, yeah, you know?
We have Alzheimer's and shit.
I mean, just like the rest of you, we go to work and shit, and then, like, when we see you in person, you're like, hey... Why didn't you do that shit you talked about? And it's like, well, I don't really remember, but...
But yeah, special news yet. In October, I have a paid and signed us both up to Best Body.
You better not Japan. Have done shit. Why are you going to make us look like the fucking dumbasses in the middle of this goddamn show?
We are paid... And entered.
No, you didn't. Isn't that shit like $200?
Yeah, that's right. I got $200 of my own money.
No. $200 of Grace's money, first off.
Yeah. She's pissed, but I'm excited.
She's looking in her purse right now.
I'm excited about it.
Fuck that. Oh, man. Also, we got a couple of guests we need to have on. Hunter still wants to be on. We would have had her on today, but I had my AC cleaned. And... Holy shit, that's an interesting process.
Oh, wait. So, AC, can you break it down for us people who don't understand what AC means? Is that like your pipes? Your pipes?
Fuck you. I had my air conditioner clean.
Oh, shit. I thought you were talking some slang.
Oh, right? Yes, the black slang. No, fuck you, man. I just had my goddamn... I haven't had that thing cleaned in like 4 years.
I just got my AC cleaned. So good.
Why are you always trying to sound like you on Love Lines or some shit?
Hey, Adam Carolla. Dr. Drew.
I used to listen to that show back in the day. I
still listen to that show now.
Dr. Drew came to my college. He did that shit. It wasn't Love Lines anymore, but it was just him talking to a bunch of people.
I like how they always rag on, like, wait, you went to college? Or do you mean community college? Adam Carolla's always like, you didn't go to college, you went to community college. The guy's like, okay, community college.
No, I saw Adam Carolla burn one dude. He's like, yes, my name is Jimmy. And then he's like, wait. He's like, how old are you, Jimmy? He's like, 25. He's like, sir, your name is James now. You're a grown man. Maybe Jim.
Oh, shit.
Getting that cold riding out in the rain. But, yeah, good old days. But yeah, so Hunter and Mac actually showed interest in hopping on the.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I think
ladies did love in Mac.
Mm-hmm. So the return of the Mac. We'll try and have we can't do it next week though, but maybe week after next.
Yeah.
See what we can do, or maybe do like a midweek episode. We could try that.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. We'll get some fresh perspectives for you guys, and you guys will. You guys will eat Hunter up. She's good to go.
Yeah. That'll be like a 4-hour episode.
Basically, you won't talk.
For those of you who know Hunter, he'll understand.
Yeah, you'll understand when you don't hear anything from us.
And if Hunter, if you're listening, we're not apologizing. It's true.
Hunter, I love you, but man, you are awesome.
Anyway, shall we get to the hard part of the podcast?
Yep. Why we made this thing, the fitness. So... How has your fitness been going?
Well, this past week, can we talk about something else?
Did you actually go to the gym?
I didn't make it to the gym a single day.
Are you serious? Not even once?
Not once. Oh, fuck. It was... Nope, no excuses. Just didn't make it. And I didn't diet either. I just kind of enjoyed the week.
That's fine. I never diet.
I mean, you just had some chicken and bread right now. Oh, nah. I felt guilty as fuck about it, so... I'm going to go 5 days this week. That's my goal.
Man, it really is. Like, our thing is all or nothing, huh? Like,
well, I mean, you know what? 2 weeks ago, I had a good week, and this past week, and fucking, I hate the rain. I don't have any boots, so, like, it's real easy for my socks to get wet, and no one wants to work out in fucking wet socks.
No, what I do is I just wear slippers. I walk with slippers, and then, like, my slippers get wet, but you can easily dry those off, right? And then I just have shoes in my bag.
My shoes are way too fucking big. I got all my gym clothes, my protein, everything.
You gotta carry a bigger bag.
Just gonna start rolling a suitcase around, have my own towel and shit. But yes, I'm sorry to my adoring public. I was a fat bastard this week. Yelling at people.
Just this week?
You know what? Fuck you, alright? I'm trying to be an honest man over here, doing my confessions and shit.
Yeah, but I've just been... It's hard to get consistent, man. Like... Having a consistent schedule is really, really difficult. And that's the most difficult thing with everything is you can do everything well, but then, like, something at the end will just mess it up, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, dieting or, like, fuck, I'll just eat, like, 2 tubs of ice cream.
No, dude, these schedules, man. Like, my fucking work schedule next week has just gone to shit. I'm like, what the fuck are they having me do? So...
Hey, do you get flex time, like, they used to talk about? Like, where you can...
No. I wish I did, or else I just go to the gym on break time, but they have me going all over the city and stuff, and so, like, I'll be ready and prepped, but by the time I finished, it'll take me, like, an hour and a half just to get back, and the gym will be closing in, like, 30 minutes, so, yeah, it's been interesting, but I need to find something else. I think the next couple weeks, I'm going to have a somewhat more regular schedule, so hopefully I can hop in and do all that stuff outside of my rehab day.
Yeah, I've been trying to work on my mobility and stuff. So I've been trying to... I'm trying to stretch at least 30 minutes every day. So, but I want to get up to about an hour a day. So
I want to do that. They have, like, professional stretchers that kind of help you stretch out.
Yeah.
You know, I've been... My rehab guy does a little bit. But just to have someone who does, like, the real shit with you. Like, that should probably be fucking badass, right?
Yeah.
Because there's just certain motions you can't do by yourself. So... I don't know. I saw there's one over, was it in Yakuin?
Yeah, there's a bunch of them out there.
Yeah.
They're like, I think it's like 2,500 yen or something.
So about 25 bucks.
Yeah, but since you have insurance now, why don't you just go to the Seikatsuin? It's like a rehabilitation clinic and they take your insurance and I think it's 500 yen.
Oh, fuck yeah.
You should do that since you should use your insurance, yeah?
Yeah. Fuck yeah. You said shit. I worked hard to get it.
Yeah. So if you're in Japan, they have like these... They call them sports clinics, and you can go and then they'll like massage you and stretch you out and do some stuff. But there's two types of flexibility, right? You have like the active and then the passive. So you need to work on both. So
active is like just when I'm, what's the difference? Like, is yoga active or passive? Or?
Well, active is like, you know, where you're actually moving your own body. Mm-hmm. So if someone's going to help you move. Passive is just where you normally can go.
Okay.
You have your normal ranges and stuff. So
yeah, that's been increasing thanks to my rehab guy. It's they've been showing me my markers, like how limited I was when I first started 6 months ago. Like, they have all the numbers and stuff, and it was, I couldn't bend my elbow at like a 90 degree angle. I couldn't touch my own shoulder. Like, it's nuts. He's like, oh, you're damn near fixed.
That's good, man.
Yeah, the last two things we got to fix still is my elbow. I can't fully extend my arm, and I don't know what you call it, the rotator cuff, like your shoulder kind of.
Yeah, rotator.
Yeah, I need to be able to, it still gets a little tight. But yeah, no, it's amazing.
Yeah, the body is amazing, man. So when you get back down, you'll be like, man, I'm never going to get fat again. But then you'll be like me and get fat.
I'll never get fat again, and then once they're going to have like all you can eat fucking cheesecakes and lobster or something, be like, oh, well, it's time to die today.
Yeah.
But yes, forgive us, public. We'll do our best again, day one times. But what about you? Did you get to you got to the gym a few times this week, didn't you?
I've been consistently going about three times a week, sometimes four. But yeah, just I'm not hitting any serious numbers. Like, it's and my workouts are really short, you know. But I think I average about maybe 1,200 calories a day, like where I burn actively. So it's not bad.
12 on top of your BMI or whatever?
Yeah.
BMR? Is it BR or BMI?
Yeah, BMR.
BMR, yeah. Oh, okay. Fuck, well, that's still good. Shit. Because it's, what, 3,000 calories is like a pound or something?
Yep.
Ah, see? So we're getting it slow, but sure. We're
breathing out our fat as we speak. We're good to go. Darth Vader, he was like a fucking lean ass motherfucker.
That's all that fool was doing.
did you see that meme where like, oh, motherfucker, there was a silent mode.
Oh no, I wish I did. Oh man. So I don't know if you heard, I think I might have mentioned it for a sec last week. This streamer, this guy, Etika. He was like some kid in New York. He committed suicide. And, you know, the internet can be both kind and just fucking heartless.
What happened though? Like,
So apparently he was like this really big streamer. He had like, I think about 800,000 subscribers. And he had mental issues apparently. Like, I forgot what they said. I don't know if they said like Asperger's or something. But He was 29, like, real nice kid. He had, like, kind of, like, a breakdown video of people can send them money live through PayPal. Hmm. And so what trolls will do is they'll send money and then cancel the claim later. And then in canceling the claim, it actually costs the streamer money.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
To, like, process everything through PayPal. So he had, like, this thing. But, the past 6 months, he had a couple breakdowns on video on YouTube. He posted like very depressing things and talking about like, they all sounded like he was going to kill himself. He got, the police were called and he was in the hospital, mental hospital for a little bit. And then maybe two weeks ago? Yeah. He disappeared. They found his stuff on the bridge in New York. One of them, but there's a bunch. And few days later they found his body floating in the river, and so yeah, he just committed suicide. And you know, his fans are out there, they're all sad and they're all, you know, and so people are like drawing pictures of him. He was a big Nintendo fan, he played Smash Brothers, so he had all the Smash Brothers characters walking behind him, and he was like, oh, that's really sweet. But then the fucked up part was, because the internet, goddamn, and I mean I shouldn't say it made me laugh, but if you ever played Smash Brothers, when you kill an opponent, you knock them off the platform you're on, right?
Yeah.
And then there's a big flash of light, and it'll say like game at the end. And somebody posted a picture of the bridge he jumped off of, and then the flash of light in the water and put game. And I was like, oh damn! And I chuckled for a sec, but I was like, oh, I felt so bad.
Yeah.
The internet is so messed up, man. Like, it was like literally like a day after it happened too.
Yeah, but people are heartless, man. Like, but that's just what they do on the internet, man.
I know, but
the beauty of it and everything.
Oh, but it, like, I feel bad for laughing, but it was kind of funny. Like, oh man, I mean, because I never watched the guy, and I had no attachment to him. So, but just to think, first off, to think of it, like, that person's got to be pretty fucked up in the head, you know?
Yeah. Have you ever met anyone who committed suicide?
No. Have I like met anyone? Did I knew anyone that did it? No.
No, I know a couple people. So it's like, it. I mean, I don't understand really how they get to that point. But each person has, like, you know, their limit. And what's hard for them is hard for them, easy for you. And everyone's like, oh, man, why did he do that? He had so many things. But we don't really know what these people feel, right? They're, like, chemically imbalanced. So.
Yeah, and then, luckily, that's been... I think people have been, like, accepting that more now. Because, like, in the back, it used to be... They were just weak, or they were just, you know, cowards or some shit. But, no, I mean, we shouldn't be comparing our lives to anyone else's anyway, because how we intake information, how we feel, how we process emotions is all different. It'll just kind of piss you off. I mean, I'm so guilty of doing that, though. You know, you see somebody who's crying over, you know, their cat dying for like a week, and it's like... Fuck, I've had animals die, but I mean, you know, you got to get back to work, and it's just, I don't process emotion like they do, so, you know.
You heartless motherfucker.
Hey, dude, my dad used to, like, fucking take my dogs and, like, let them out in the wild.
Shoot your dog.
No, he wouldn't shoot the dog. He would.
Garbage dog.
No, my dad was never that mean. He like, let it out to be free or some shit, but then the dog found its way home.
Did it talk to you, too? Hey, Lassie.
No, the fucking dogs don't talk to me. But no, I just wanted to mention that, like, fucking internet, you're amazing and heartless at the same time.
Yeah. This week I posted a picture from my favorite motorcycle website, Squid Life. I never got so few likes just ever.
Well, describe the picture for those who didn't see it.
It was a picture of a girl bent over a like, she was wearing, like, short shorts, and she was bent over a bike.
Booty shorts.
Yeah.
How would you describe this girl?
She was hot. Hot bitch.
No. How would you describe this girl? We'll try one more time.
She was pretty big.
Yes. Her thighs were big as my torso.
Yeah.
And
that's all right. Well, basically, this the caption was, my R6 hauls ass, which means my R6 goes really fast. But he said literally. And he put it up with that girl. And then... But it was his wife, you know. And people wanted... He likes this girl. He loves this girl.
He likes the big girls.
Yeah. But then, like, the comments underneath her made me laugh.
She had tattoos on her.
She had kanji on her, and then I couldn't read it because it was all stretched out. And
so people were saying, like, what does it say? Lunchtime?
why? Oh, my ex-girlfriend actually commented on my thing. She's like, what assholes? And, like, there was only two people that commented, thank you, Hunter, for commenting.
I mean... Like, first off, the guy who posted the picture didn't post it in any sort of... He didn't have any animosity. No, it was literally his wife.
Yeah, but you should see what they do to the guys that post on there. They call them gay fucks.
Sorry. That's not funny. I'm sorry. Oh, shit. I'm going to hell, people.
We just lost all our gay listeners.
No. It's... I mean... Oh, God. There was a... This happened to, like... Once again, it's the internet. There was a picture of this, for lack of a better word, fat, ugly chick. And she was like, her message on Facebook was like, sorry, black guys, you know, I'm only there for the white dick or something. And then the white guys were like, actually, we're okay. We'll let you have the Mexicans. And then, like, one person of every race was just bagging on this chick. It was like going around. It was so fucked up, but it was funny. I mean, in situations like that, do we feel offended? Do we get offended, or do we just laugh and say
people get offended too easily these days?
Yeah, I do too. I mean, we know that, but
dude, man, you can fat shame me all you like. I don't give a fuck. people call me Mike Tyson voice, gremlin looking bald fuck. I don't give a shit.
See, I think you're making that up. I think that's you just saying that. Oh man, but going on in other parts of the news. What's her name? Kardashian.
Oh, Kim Kardashian. Well, there's so much. This chick to me is interesting, right? She made herself from nothing, you know? Like, it's amazing.
She got a butt job and.
Well, she put that shit in fashion, man. Have ass like that.
What are you talking about? Black women have been wanting ass to do and shit
No, 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 but she made it like where you had that small ass waist and that ridiculous ass.
She surgically modified the...
No, but she made that look.
She made it popular, yeah. But it's surgery. It's not like natural.
Does it matter?
I mean, it's one thing, but I mean, big asses. You gotta thank black women for that shit.
No, that chick I posted a picture of the biggest ass of
wide load. No, but for those people who don't know, she unveiled her clothing line.
Was it? No, it was her underwear.
Like underwear line.
Spanx kind of.
Spanx, yeah. Called kimono. And everyone should know that a kimono is a form of... Japanese like traditional gowns, like they wear them for graduations and weddings and stuff like that. Well, Japanese Twitter took to the internet and
they changed it to kimono to kim oh no. I didn't kim hear oh no, like kim yeah. O-H-N-O.
They know, they heard you. But yeah, apparently they're like, stop stealing our culture, it's not underwear, it's traditional clothing and blah blah blah. And I mean, I get why they're mad at what she does, but don't let Japan act like they're innocent. They do shit like that all the time over here. You know, you'll go around seeing them take shit from America or the UK and just putting what sensitive people would call it a racist turn on it, but they're not trying to be racist, they're just trying to market to the stuff out here. But it's in the same fashion as that. I mean, it's a stupid fucking name for an underwear line. Especially when you think, like, it has nothing to do with a kimono. Like, that pisses me off more than anything else. It's like, wait, you're calling... no, you can't just do that. You know, I'm going to make a thing...
Why did she just call it dildo?
Yeah, that just makes as much sense, right? You know, I'm going to make my version of condoms and call them PlayStation. Like, oh, there you go, PlayStation condoms. Like
That actually makes sense, though.
Why would that make sense?
PlayStation.
It's not a station. It's your penis.
Some people's penis is as big as a station.
No, it's not. No. Yeah. You could have made a joystick joke there. I thought I set you up pretty well, but fuck that. No, it's funny.
Aren't you the station master?
Oh, my God. Fuck the PlayStation. I was just fucking trying to make a metaphor or something.
All right.
Either way, Kim's thing is stupid, not because it's stealing traditional words, just because no one's going to think fucking her shit when there's something already out there that's more beautiful and... I don't know.
Oh, she's an interesting girl, though, man. Like, she can speak to Trump and get people released from prison. I'm like,
fuck. Well, and they like her grandma, too, yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, wow, she doesn't have to do that shit. She just does it because she wants to. I'm like, wow, that's pretty awesome.
Well, so I mean, if it's your grandma, I mean, you kind of want to do that, right?
Not just your grandma. But
yeah, she's got like her own little coalition. I don't even know what the word for it is. But yeah, I don't let the fake outrage out there. If you were to look at commercials and shit out here, they're just as bad. So, but it's still a stupid fucking name for underwear. That's my take. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm gonna buy some.
Fuck you. Why are we gonna call it stupid and then have you go buy some?
I'm gonna buy some and I'm gonna be like, Kim, oh no.
Kim Ono's. Oh, fuck it, eh? So, in the more positive parts of the internet, there's a event called SGDQ going on right now. Summer Games Done Quick. And it's a charity for Doctors Without Borders. And I think it's a week-long event of people playing video games and trying to speedrun, which is beat them as fast as possible. Sometimes they use glitches. Sometimes it's just people playing like fucking stuff at expert level. And people donate money to have like certain demands met in the game, like maybe name a character this or beat all the bosses or beat the game and as quick as possible. So they've made about $2.5 million this year. They do it two events. They have Summer Games and then Awesome Games in the fall. And it's just pretty amazing. Like, they play all kinds of stuff from like original Nintendo all the way up to the newest stuff now.
Oh, they play Bomberman?
They had Bomberman. They had Bomberman 64.
That's awesome.
They had two dudes play Contra without the code.
Hey, did you ever beat Pitfall?
No, I played Pitfall once on the Atari.
Yeah.
That thing was fucking ancient by the time I was born, yo. What the? Fuck you, don't be talking about my mama. She's listening anyway. But no, man, it's nuts seeing like all these retro games, especially like Nintendo. Back in the day, they used to make games super hard because if they were just at a regular difficulty, we'd beat them in like a day. And these games cost like $70 back in the day. So they made them super hard. And to see people know where every bad guy is and all kinds, it's pretty fucking impressive. But one of the incentives was for a guy to beat Mario, I think Super Mario World or Mario 3, blindfolded. So he beats the whole game speedrunning blindfolded.
Wow.
But the funny thing is like a few years ago, maybe 10 years ago, there was a story about this guy in like a local paper. And the interviewer was like, he's like, so you can beat this game blindfolded. He's like, yeah. He's like, I love Mario and I practice and blah, 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 blah. And the guy was like, this is a fucking stupid talent. He's like, why don't you take this time to learn another language, do something good for the world and stuff like that. And now this guy's stupid talent helps make, you know, money for Doctors Without Borders. So, you know, do what you enjoy. And if you can make money doing it, you know, more power to you.
Yeah. And who gives a fuck about anything making good for the world? If you want to jack off in your room, jack off in your
room. I mean, shit. This interview, this report is just like a local guy. So it's like,
I'll come in that dude's face.
What you doing with your PlayStation?
Yeah, my PlayStation. I am the station master.
Oh, man.
Gotta spunk him all.
And then other stuff. Spider-Man came out Friday in Japan, and I could not see it. That shit was sold out. I looked, and Canal City had one showing at 9 o'clock with one seat in the nosebleeds. I was like, fucking A, man. Because it comes out, I think, next week for America. 4th of July weekend. So this weekend coming up for everyone. But yeah, I really wanted to see that, so sorry about that. And did you watch any of the Democratic debates?
I watched a little bit. Like, what's her name?
Kamala Harris or whatever?
Yeah, Kamala Harris. Come on, Harris.
When she busted up Joe Biden.
Yeah.
Oh, man, yeah, everybody's talking about that. God, I can't believe that.
Dude, Elizabeth Warren, man, she got some fucking dictionary brain, man. Shit.
She's educated? Is that what you're trying to say?
No, she fucking knows all the statues and shit, but fucking that bitch is a fucking liar. You Indian.
The 1%, the Pocahontas thing?
Yeah, fucking lying piece of shit.
What percent of black are you, Carl?
I'm fucking more than her. More than she's Indian.
Oh, no, dude. I was watching. I'm like, shit, it's... The elections aren't until 2019, right? Like, it's 400 days, like 454 days before anything's happening, and we're having Democratic debates with 20 people. They couldn't even let everybody in. And I'm like, motherfucker.
Beto.
Oh, God.
It's almost like beta.
But, and then there was guys, like, speaking Spanish on there, and it was like, oh, these guys are just pandering. It was kind of cringeworthy. Like, Kamala Harris was the only one that had anything, like, of... Oh, God, what's the word I'm trying to say? Any sort of meat to it. And
she got some spunk.
Yeah. God damn it. Stop making jizz jokes, fucker. Oh, man. But, no, I'm interested to see where this is going to go. Everyone's talking about Buttigieg still making it up and stuff like that, but... I don't know. Kamala's on the map now, so we'll see. And then apparently Trump's back in Osaka. I didn't know about that. Did you know? Do you know why he's out here?
Isn't the G20 thing?
I don't know. I just know that people were talking about he was talking with Putin again. I was like, motherfucker. It's like, this guy knows everybody wants to find a link between him and Putin, and he has secret meetings with him. It's like, ma, just stop, homie. Just email, text, do something else, do a phone call. You know, don't be seen in public talking to the enemy. But, yeah, I was surprised. I haven't seen really anything on the news about him being out here, so I had no fucking clue.
That'd be all right.
Yeah?
I like the dude.
Yeah? Oh, man.
I hope he's our next president.
Putin?
No.
Just checking.
Fucking shit was interesting.
Which one?
When Trump was president. It was fucking interesting.
He still is president.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah? Yeah, you can't take that away from him. But, oh man, I think this episode is going to be a little quick today. But before we go, there was, I guess we should say Happy Canada Day, which...
Oh yeah, Happy Canada Day.
Yeah, there was a party yesterday in the city, and I did not go.
I don't even know you considered going. You're not even white.
I think the word you were looking for is Canadian.
No, I meant white.
No, I've been to, I went to one, and that's why I don't want to go. I might have gone to two, but every time I go to Canada Day, I always meet fucking weird people. You know, literally, the first one I remember going to, there was this guy there, and he was giving me shit. He's like, I need a hug. And I'm like, no, I'm okay. And he's like, no girls are talking to me. And I'm like, well, if you go around hugging fucking men, I don't think that's going to help you, right? And he's like, please. And I'm like, I can give you like a chest bump or like a bro thing, but I was like, I ain't hugging you.
You heartless motherfucker.
Fuck you.
Why don't you just give him a hug?
I didn't know this fucker's name. I don't want to give some fucking random dude a hug. Like,
he's not asking for a fucking penis rub or something. Like.
Well, he can do it if you hug him. He might not. He don't need to ask at that point, does he?
No, just, he's not saying to take out your sword and fucking sword fight.
Well, like, fuck that. It was just the weirdest shit. I'm like, oh no. No, I'm done. The next one... What did it? Was it either the same one or the next party? I was talking to a chick, and this motherfucker came up to interrupt me to show her magic. And I was like, really? One, you see me talking to a chick, and two, you want to do magic right fucking now. So, yeah.
Wait, was he good?
No, it wasn't fucking good. I was like, either he's trying to C-block or...
Was he a Canadian dude?
Yeah, they both were. I think they both were. Who knows? I don't want to be, like, stereotyping nobody, but who the fuck's like, hey, girl, what you doing? Let me show you a magic trick. Like,
I would rock that.
That sounds like something a rapist would say.
Hey, girl, want to see? I'll make this penis disappear.
Wait, you'll make it disappear?
I'll put it inside her.
Okay. I don't know. Yeah, I was just checking. Usually, I would think it would go the other way. But, yeah, so... Sorry, I missed Canada Day. Instead, I went out with a buddy. We went to a bar, and an izakaya, Japanese bar. And we were just kicking it. I wasn't no ulterior motives or nothing. And these two college girls started hollering at us. They were sitting there the whole time, and they kept trying to, like...
They were yelling at you?
Fucking A. You know that's what I'm gonna fucking mean. No, we were just shooting the shit, and they were like... You could see... That's the cool thing about knowing another language. You know when people kind of want to enter your conversation... And I was like, oh, I think these girls want to talk to us. And, you know, we started shitting shit with them. But they were young. They were both like 21. And they both had boyfriends, so I didn't do anything. But we did the info swap just in case shit goes south or something, you know. Just to have fun. It was just a day to hang out with the homies and, you know, relax and not worry about shit. But the weirdest part of that day... was the place we went to was selling a beer with mango fruit on top of it.
Sounds yummy.
That sounds like the most disgusting shit I've ever heard of.
Well, that's Robert.
They called it the mango malt. No, because me and Robert, we went to Brewmasters in Befu. And they had like, it was like, oh, award-winning beer. And it was just fucking sugar. Like, they had strawberry beer. It was sugar with like, it was disgusting. Like, just make a new alcohol. Don't ruin beer. But I don't know. That's how I feel. But yeah, that's it for me on this episode. Anything you want to do before we close it out?
I'm going to show you a magic trick.
You're not going to put it to me. Fuck that. You better keep that shit away from me. Oh, man. All right, people. I'm sorry for all that shit.
And here's the magic trick. I'm going to make this episode disappear.
Peace out, people. Have a good one.